Hello, and welcome to another episode of Book Echoes, the podcast on making great books while making creative lives that work for us. I'm your host, author Connie B. Dowell. And today I'm coming to you on week 5 or 6 of our family's social distancing measures. And I actually have an author interview this week. We spoke a couple of weeks ago and I recorded the conversation and I talked to romance author C. Perkins about her experience during social distancing as she balances this new working world and new family situation with her writing and her preparations for a book launch. And so that short, maybe about 10-minute conversation is coming up in just a minute. So at the time that C was talking to me, she actually found that she had a little bit more writing time every day. So in a kind of a unique position, at least maybe not so unique for non-parents who now have eliminated their commutes, but a little bit of a unique situation for parents that she found she had a little more time to write every day now that she wasn't getting up and going other places. I wish I could say the same for me, but I have a little bit less free time now that we're having to balance everybody being on at once. And the blessed free time, well, not really free time, work time that I had during preschool hours is gone away for the rest of the school year, but hopefully will come back in the fall. So without too much further ado, let's have a listen to what C has to say. All right, today on the podcast, I am interviewing author, romance author C. Perkins, and that's C-E-E, right? That's the way you would spell that first name.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So thank you for coming on and talking to me, C. Could you tell us a little bit about your kind of darker romance series? So warning for especially some of our more sensitive listeners that this is definitely not a children's series. And
No,
a little bit darker.
Not children's series. Should definitely be 18 and up. Mm-hmm. My series is called Love is Dangerous. The first book is Corrupt Love, and it is about Cora, who is a hit woman, and Dan, who is a very straight-laced accountant. And it tells their story about how they meet and fall in love. And the series is 4 books and they're all standalones with different characters for each book.
Oh, excellent. So it sounds like an exciting series with interesting adventures. With the hit woman, very interesting adventures. Yeah. So C, I'm talking to you at a really weird time for authors, a weird time in world history. Where we're all just crammed inside with our families, and a lot of writers have pressed pause on their writing, which is okay to do, but for those of us who are still trying to press on, it might be helpful to hear what's changed for you and how you're coping with the situation.
Well, I found myself able to write more now than I was before the self-quarantine stuff going on. I think that's because now I'm not allowed to go to the grocery store every day. So I find myself with a little bit of extra time on my hands because I would have to take my infant and my toddler with me to the grocery store. So a grocery store trip that normally would be 30 minutes turned out to be 1 hour and 30 minutes. So with that extra time, I've been able to pick up my keyboard and start writing and fill in that time. So that's probably the most obvious change for me. And then, my oldest child is home. My son is home. So we're trying to homeschool, which is always adventurous. And it's just the biggest changes are trying not to kill each other. So it's a lot of Disney Plus, a lot of tablet time. And I hate to say that, but really for my son, screen time is the only thing that gets him to do anything. So if he wants to be able to play a game on his tablet, he has to put in schoolwork first. So that's changed, because before this whole self-quarantine started, he wasn't allowed to have his tablet during the week. So that's helped, allowing a little more screen time. And I can probably quote Frozen 2 perfectly by now. coping with it is really just a matter of figuring out how to best make each person happy and doing that. And at the same time, I've got to compromise with the children, because I can't have feral children. Apparently that's frowned upon. So just trying to find the right balance is the best way that we can cope, that we have been coping. And so far, all of my children are still breathing, so I consider it a success.
Yeah, I think a lot of us writer parents can relate that screen time has gone way up. And yeah. we're just sort of trying to survive. I think it's interesting to note that because you don't have those exterior that exterior time, like going to the grocery store, that you're actually picking up more time.
I'm grateful, because I was having a really hard time finding time to write. And now that I can only go to the grocery store once a week, and I can't go out for play dates or anything like that, then that's writing time for me. So that's been very helpful. I'm very grateful.
How has it been balancing writing with having, having all your family on top of you and a child homeschooling?
It's definitely stressful. It's hard, but I've got an end goal in sight. Mm-hmm. And I want to keep working for the goals. So I do what I can to get around it. I mean, managing stress for me is usually a cup of coffee and telling everybody to sit down and be quiet. And for the most part, it works. I mean, my son throws a temper tantrum here and there, but it's stressful. But at the same time, I think once we get settled, then it won't be nearly as bad. We're still trying to find the right balance. And we're getting there. I think that most people are finding that getting there is taking longer than they had hoped. Mm-hmm. I know that a couple of my friends they've never homeschooled their kids, and they've never had to stay home from work. And it's hard for them too. But I think as long as we can keep our goals in sight and know that eventually this will be over, I think it will be all right.
Yeah, that's a good point. A very important point, that we're all kind of, as we're talking, you know, we're only like 2.5-3 weeks into this, and although this is going to be released at a later date, so things could be totally different by then.
Hopefully by then my son won't make me want to pull my hair out.
Yeah, but as we're talking, it's we're still just, we've all just been thrown in the deep end without any real preparation. So we're still making that adjustment period. It won't feel like this forever.
I really hope not. So I'm hoping that by the time the interview comes out, all of your listeners are feeling much better about how things are going.
Hopefully. Great. It's It's been good chatting with you, a short little chat. Do you have any parting thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just keep in mind that if you can find a chocolate delivery, then have them on speed dial.
Absolutely.
Just don't let the kids get in your stash.
Yeah, don't fall prey to the, well, I think we've already all done this, stocked up on the snacks and then ate them in like 2 days.
Yeah. Yep. That's how it goes.
They're gone. Well, it was been really great talking to you, Sherry. And when this comes out, that first book in the series will be available, presumably on Amazon. Where else will we be able to find you and your books online?
Well, I'll have my website set up, and I'm already on Facebook, at C's Storytime, which if you just search C Perkins, it'll come up. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have right now. I don't have anything set up with iBooks or anything like that yet. So, but the book will be available through Kindle Unlimited. So if your listeners have Kindle Unlimited, it'll be available through there.
All right. Well, that is good to know. And it has been really great chatting with you. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to the Book Echoes podcast. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I think some of the stuff that C mentioned is pretty relatable, especially for parents. Sadly, the screen time rules have kind of gone out the window. They certainly haven't this household. And I sure wish I could be hooked up with a chocolate delivery service. It might help us all get through this time. Instead, I just have a nice stock of fancy teas. And I'm actually enjoying one right now while I record the exit part of this episode. It's kind of become my weekly ritual my daily ritual, because I have the tea every day, even though I record this once a week. My daily ritual to calm down, which I found really important during this particular stressful period. Even setting aside all of the scary things happening outside the house, just being inside the house, it can take us a long time. It's taken us a long time to adjust. And we're still not totally adjusted, but, you know, here we're like 5 weeks in. Steve and I have found a rhythm of like covering childcare for each other and giving each other time to work, and we'll just keep tweaking that till it's over. So what have you guys been doing to chill out? I would love to know. Leave me some tips, some chill out tips at the show notes at bookechoes.com/show. You can also email me, Connie@bookechoes.com, or you can leave a rating or review. That is possible on iTunes and Stitcher if you are a member of those. If you have one of those podcast catchers, I would love to hear from you there as well. So until next time, happy writing, wash your hands, and do something to chill yourself out.